Good morning. My name is Erica, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lisette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, and welcome to the FIBRA Inn first quarter 2018 results conference call. Before we begin, I want to mention that the earnings report that was issued yesterday and the PowerPoint presentation are both available in the investor relations section of our website. Please follow the information in these documents for a clear understanding of our results. Also note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Let's turn the slide off for a brief review of the topics that we will be discussing in today's call, starting with the distribution for this quarter, followed by the cancellation of Cebefis, as well as an update on the hotel factory projects, and then we will finalize with the operational and the financial review. Taking us through these topics will be our presenters, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. I appreciate your attention at this point, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar for his remarks.
Thank you, Lisette, and good morning, everyone. Good morning, and thank you for all joining us today. Let us turn to slide four, where we can see that the fourth quarter of 2018, FIBRA Inn had total distribution of 93.7 million pesos, compared to the 110 million pesos in the same quarter last year, a decrease of 14.8%. This decrease was due to two factors. First, FIBRA is not paying in excess of adjusted FFO during this quarter, and the 0.1805 per certificate distribution includes the dilution effect after July capital subscription, which reflects the 18.8% increase in the Cebefis outstanding when compared to fourth quarter 2017. The trailing 12 months dividend yield was 7.3%. However, we want to mention that we do expect the distribution to increase in the future. First of all, the projects in the hotel factory have higher stabilized NOI cap rate than the FIBRA's implied one, which would strengthen the dividend yield. Second, because FIBRA Inn will be boosting revenues coming from the hotel factory fees with inclusion of strategic partners into the projects that became effective the first quarter of 2019. Let's move to slide six, where we review the cancellation of certificates. In November of last year, FIBRA Inn canceled 5.44 million Cebefis. According to the capital market legislation in Mexico, the companies are obligated to cancel those securities that have been in the repurchase fund for over a year. In this case, canceled certificates correspond to the September 2017 to April 2018 period. As a result, this cancellation was authorized by FIBRA's technical committee on June 28, 2018. As you can see in the slide, the securities represent a value of approximately 64.3 million. This left the company a remaining balance of 146.7 million that is available for additional repurchases. Since the maximum authorized at the meeting for the repurchases of 5% of total outstanding CBFIs. In accordance with the updated figures in the value list, a total of 592 million Cebefis issued last year's subscription, leaving 85.4% float as of December 31, 2018. As we are all aware, in this macro environment characterized by an economic slowdown, both in our country and globally, we are dealing with external factors that not only influence the business environment, but also generate volatility and uncertainty. This eventually results in the postponement of investment decisions, particularly as it pertains to investments in Mexico, which affects the flow of passengers into our hotels. Nevertheless, major investment projects in manufacturing goods for export markets are just waiting for the final approval of the new United States-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement by the Congress in Mexico and the United States, as well as the Parliament in Canada. There are two lodging segments that FIBRA Inn is currently active in. The first, the business segment attended by FIBRA Inn, which is our main strength and stems from the fact that we are present in the most dynamic business corridors of this nation. FIBRA Inn hotels cover the northern border with the U.S., the NAFTA corridor that goes from the city of Querétaro all the way out to Nuevo Laredo, We are also in the corridor between our third major city, Guadalajara, and our capital, the Metropolis of Mexico City, the Bajío Maquiladora area, and the Gulf Coast. The only area we are considering needs more presence is within the Mexico City area. This business segment we attend will be greatly benefited by the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement final approval that I just mentioned before. On the other end, the luxury hotel segment is where we believe there's growth opportunity for the FIBRA and where we are putting a lot of our investment efforts. These are properties that benefit from dollarized revenues and are located in beach destinations that are all-inclusive. The unique value proposition of these luxury destinations is that each hotel generates its own demand, thereby strengthening the destinations as a whole. Specifically, we consider that the Mexican hotel industry is backed by a very robust market that is very receptive to international lodging brands. The long-term view of the sector is positive overall, since in Mexico we are fortunate to have destination cities that have high services activities and are supported by other factors such as natural resources, gastronomy, history, culture, and demand. In this long-term vision, FIBRA is preparing to participate in this very valuable market niche, the luxury hotel market, via the hotel factory model you have been hearing so much about from us. The challenge lies in the terms of investment returns. We all know that in some locations like Bajío, Querétaro, and Puebla, the offering of hotels has already surpassed the demand for rooms in the area. However, we consider that it is a temporary situation. In the hotel factory, yesterday we announced the formalization of our alliance with one of the largest structured equity securities of Cecades in the country. This alliance between FIBRA and this Cecades was created for the construction of the JW Marriott Monterrey Bio Hotel with a 50% share on the equity. This is in accordance with the strategic vision we established and announced in the second quarter of 2018, upon which FIBRA's growth is based. As per the press release, the first contribution of $247 million, which corresponds proportionally with a capital accrued for the period up to the end of the year. This contribution will be made in equal payments and will be financed by debt representing a structure of 60% equity and 40% debt to reach a total of about 1.3 billion pesos. As such, the company will generate fees for structuring, development, and managing the project, which will be reflected in results for the upcoming first quarter of 2019. As we mentioned, the JW Marriott Valley will be located about four levels of parking and two levels of retail. This project is expected to open by mid-2020, and we're currently in various active stages of construction. In terms of the Westin Monterrey Valley Hotel, that project is on schedule and will be delivered by the developer turnkey during the second quarter of 2019. After the closing of the 4K of 2018, we finalized the purchase of this hotel. Land Bank in Playa del Carmen. As per a press release on October 11, FIBRA announced the repurchase of a land property in Playa del Carmen via land bank modality co-investment with a New York-based fund. This was for a total of $17 million, including transaction closing costs as well as related municipality construction permits and license, which FIBRA initiated upon the signing of a purchase option. FIBRA participated with 29.4% of the total investment. We're very excited about this acquisition of this property for a couple of reasons. The land property is in a prime and unique location, which is a great opportunity for FIBRA, only steps from the beach and over 5,000 square meters in size. This time, it's the only beachfront property of this kind that is available, and since it is a commercial mixed-use property and compared with lodging activity, it is highly desirable for developers. Construction is expected to begin in the next 12 months. We're envisioning a range of 250 to 270 rooms, with an average daily rate that it could surpass $300. The hotel will be a lifestyle hotel under the brand of a widely recognized international hotel chain in North America. In terms of profitability, we expect over 14% of stabilized NOI cap rate in the fourth year of operation, based on a total estimated investment of between $275,000 and $325,000 per room. The stabilized occupancy that could be over 65%, an average daily rate over $300. The current portfolio has remained relatively unchanged since 4Q17. When we compare to the same quarter of the previous year, we have 37 added rooms, mainly due to the reopening of the Holiday Inn Ciudad Juarez. The Hotel Factory Pavilion has three hotels projects plus the Playa del Carmen land bank that we reviewed earlier. Thank you for your attention, and at this point, I will turn the call over to Miguel Aliaga, our CFO, who will review the company's operations and financials for the quarter.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. In terms of same-store sales, this quarter we achieved a 3.8% increase in revenue per available room, which was due to two drivers: relatively stable occupancy compared to fourth quarter 2017 of 62.2%, and an increase of 3.7% in the average daily rate. This lack of occupancy growth was due to the low level of economic activity, mainly in industrial cities, caused by two principal factors: economic uncertainty following the new Mexican government, that is, the overall lack of clarity related to decisions and the direction the federal government will take, plus a typical slowdown in the economy in the first year of the new administration, and international issues that impacted the flow of guests to our hotels. These are economic deceleration of the global economy and the uncertainty that relied on whether or not the USMCA will be signed, which at the end was executed on November 30, 2018, and the volatility generated by the trade war between China and the U.S. The hotel market's behavior stabilized to an extent, thus we took measures to strengthen our commercial efforts by attracting guests through the online travel agencies. Let's turn to page 14, where we start with a discussion of revenues. Lodging revenues grew by 3.6% year-over-year to 485.8 million pesos for fourth quarter 2018, and rental revenues increased 22.1% to reach 28 million pesos. Consequently, the company experienced a 4.4% increase in total revenues for the quarter to reach 513.8 million pesos. In terms of the breakdown by type of hotel, the proportions were consistent with the majority of revenues stemming from the select service segment at 50.7% in this quarter versus 48% in fourth quarter 2017. Let's turn to the review of the income statement on slide 15. Beginning the first quarter of 2018, we began reporting hotel NOI, which pertains to the operation of the properties, and NOI from other businesses. As such, this line item will also include revenues and costs from the strategic hotel pipeline. During fourth quarter 2018, our revenue provision was registered of 19.6 million pesos, derived from the binding agreement with the strategic partner of the JW Marriott Monterey Valle Hotel that Oscar mentioned before, which was formalized on February 26, 2019. Expenses corresponding to structuring the JW Marriott Monterey Valle Hotel project totaled 21.2 million pesos for the hotel construction team, and other expenses associated with the hotel construction team's search for new businesses. For the quarter on the discussion, total NOI was 164.8 million pesos, which represented a 30.9% margin versus the 35.1% in fourth quarter 2017. Adjusted EBITDA as a result was 141.4 million pesos, representing a 27.5% margin versus the 33.2% of fourth quarter 2017. And finally, FFO was 109.1 million pesos, at 21.2% of margin when compared to the 24.8% in fourth quarter 2017. Turning to slide 16 for the balance sheet discussion. As of December 31st, 2018, Fibra had cash and cash equivalents of 658.1 million pesos, which reflects part of the resources obtained from the capital subscription. Additionally, there were 42.9 million pesos of VAT tax recoverable coming from an increase in VAT paid related to the advances on works at the JW Marriott Monterey Valle Hotel. Fibra in last quarter paid off its short-term bank loans related to the revolving credit line with Actinver, and short-term bank loans liabilities ended the year at 79.6 million pesos related to accrued interest. At December 31st, 2018, long-term debt reached 2.9 billion pesos, corresponding to a net balance of FIN 15 and FIN 18. Total equity is valued at 8.6 billion pesos. If you follow me in slide 17, we can take a look at the overall current financial situation of the FIBRA. The FIN 18 and 15 long-term debt obligations was 66.7% at a fixed rate of 9.93% and 33.3% at a variable rate completely hedged with weighted fixed rate swaps of 5.6% plus a 1.1% spread. The total weighted debt cost reached 8.49%. We have two bank credit lines available, a 200 million peso revolving credit line with Actinver, and another one with Bancomer for 300 million pesos, which can be increased to 450 million pesos if needed, at a TIIE plus 150 basis points. At the conclusion of December 31st, 2018, FIBRA has a ratio of loan-to-value that is 25.2% and a conservative debt service coverage of 3 times. That is all for me. Thank you for your attention. And at this time, we are ready for your questions, operator.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, it is the star and one on your touchtone telephone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Again, star and one to ask a question. And we'll go first to the line of Marmar Torreblanca from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning, and thanks for the call. My question is regarding your buyback program for the year. Do you expect to continue to be active on buybacks? And if so, given your CapEx needs in your hotel factory, how would you plan to fund this buyback program?
Hello, Marimar. This is Miguel Aliaga. Yes, we have been pretty good, very active. Just to mention, for example, last year we participated at about a quarter of the total volume of the company. And I can tell you that yes, we will continue. Part of the idea is also, as we didn't mention before, but as you know, we have also the selling of some of the assets that, and we are, let's say, going on our way. Maybe we will release some information by the end of the quarter, and also part of those inflows will continue supporting the buyback share program. No, and of course, you know that in April we need to renew the buyback program, but we are very active. No, I know if that's the word, that's what you are.
No, basically, in the sale of those assets, we will have a good arbitrage because the valuation that will be in favorable because we are selling those with a lower cap rate of the implied cap rate that we have, and that will generate value to our shareholders.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And once again, that is the star and one to ask a question, star and one. We'll pause momentarily for any questions to queue. And it appears we have no further questions at this time. So I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Calvello. Please go ahead.
Yeah, we appreciate your confidence and your continued interest in our company. We look forward to speaking with you soon again. Have a good day. Bye.